Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Chen Xuan.
Three astronauts entered China's space station last night after Shenzhou 14 docked with it. Today, the crew also entered the station's Tianzhou 4 cargo module. So Wen Jing has more.
Shenzhou 14 completed docking with the space station's core module Tianhe after autonomously changing orbit six times. The docking process lasted about 7 hours. Astronauts Chen Dong, Liu Yang, and Cai Xuzhe entered the space station at 8:50 p.m. yesterday.
14已顺利进入天河.
The Shenzhou 14 crew hereby report, we have entered the Tianhe 1 core module. We will perform our duties and work hard during the third leg of the mission to assemble the country's space station.
现在我们已经进入了核心舱.
We have now entered the core module. The Wentian and Mengtian lab modules will arrive soon. Then we can complete the assembly of own space station, our home in space.
那是我们的太空家园。我们一定要服务使命。
We will operate with great care and fulfill our mission. I hope the Communist Party of China and the people can rest assured that our mission will be a success.
祝贺神舟14号顺利进入空间站，你们辛苦了，预祝在轨6个月工作顺利。谢谢，谢谢，你们也辛苦了。
The crew opened the hatch of the Tianzhou 4 cargo craft at 9 past 11 a.m. today and entered it at 12:19 p.m. after completing environmental tests. The crew will also enter the Tianzhou 3 cargo craft to transfer supplies and complete other tasks. 宋文静, Shanghai Live.
Now, 11th and 12th grade high school students returned to schools in Shanghai today after more than 2 months at home. The reopened schools have strict pandemic control measures in place, and students are required to be scanned by a digital sentry and show a green health code to enter the campus. Su Wenjing has a story.
At 7 o'clock in the morning, students were waiting in line at the entrance of Caoyang No. 2 High School to have their temperatures checked and to be scanned by a digital sentry.
I could only contact my classmates by phone during the past 2 months. I miss them so much and want to give them hugs.
A student was stopped at the entrance as his health code expired.
I forgot to log onto the health code system. It slipped my mind. I have told my mother to send a new code to me, then I'll be able to enter the campus.
Students were advised not to use public transportation to avoid possible infection, so many students walked or rode bicycles to school, while others were driven by their parents.
I walked here. It took less than 20 minutes.
It was the first time I rode bicycle to school. The traffic was fine, mostly green lights.
I haven't sent my son to school for about 3 months. I hope he does well on the upcoming college entrance exam.
More than 1.5 million kindergarten, elementary, and secondary school students had been taking online classes since March 12. Grade 11 and 12 students are the first to return to school. Next week, grade 9 students will return to their campuses. The remaining students will continue taking online classes until the end of the semester.
The Tokyo Electric Power Company representative read a letter of apology yesterday to a plaintiff representing a class action lawsuit against the company for its responsibility in the Fukushima nuclear accident. In the letter, TEPCO said it is very sorry for the damage and injury caused by the accident. The head of the plaintiff group said they hope to learn the cause and responsibility for the failure to prevent the accident based on objective facts. On June the 2nd, a Japanese court ordered the operator of the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant to pay a total of approximately $566,000 in compensation to current and former residents of Tamura City, located west of the complex hit by the March 2011 disaster, for emotional distress. At least tens of thousands of victims have launched more than 30 class action lawsuits against TEPCO since 2011.